Thank you.
Okay, thanks, PK. I'll just give a quick overview of what's on the work plan and then see if you have any questions or comments. We're going to be talking about most of the bigger projects later in the day anyway, so I won't say anything about leases or revenue recognition or most of financial instruments. I should perhaps just mention hedge accounting because we don't have a separate session on that. There are two parts to hedge accounting. There's the general hedge accounting model. The board has basically finished its redeliberations of the exposure draft now. And what we're doing is producing a review draft, which we plan to post on our website for a period for people to have a look at before we actually issue it as a final standard. The work's going on ahead on that, so that should be out fairly soon, the review draft. The other large project we have is insurance contracts, and there we're planning to finish the discussions with the board towards the end of the year. The board is still to decide whether it's going to re-expose on that or to go through the review draft process. But either way, we'd hope to have that process finished by around the end of the year. Turning to some of the smaller projects, I'm on agenda paper 3, by the way, so I'll go down these other projects in sequence briefly. We've been having a look at the some aspects of the disclosures for transition, which are in IAS 8, and a couple of issues came up there, relatively small issues in a way. One is that there's a requirement for companies to disclose the effect of standards that haven't yet become mandatory. And there were really two aspects of that that the board has discussed recently. One was the board considered whether it was actually a useful requirement at all, and decided it is a useful requirement and decided to maintain it. But the other aspect is a practical issue that in theory the existing requirement forces people to keep looking for new standards until the day they finalise their financial statements. So if we issued a new standard the day before you finalise your financial statements, you would need to say something about that in the financial statements. And the board thought that from a practical point of view that's maybe not particularly helpful. And so what we're likely to propose is that there should be a cut-off date, which is the end of the reporting period, just for practical reasons, so that you don't have to continuously keep monitoring what we're doing. The board hasn't quite finished its discussions on those issues. In fact, there were some differences in views among board members about aspects of I didn't actually mention what the other aspect is, so maybe I should do that. The other thing we discussed was that there's a requirement in IAS 8 to disclose the effect on the current period of changes in accounting policies, to disclose the effect on each line item. And the concern that came up is whether that requires people to maintain parallel books during the current period, just to comply with that requirement. The board's had a preliminary discussion of that issue, but I think it's likely to come back to revisit that probably in September. So that's relatively small amendments. You might see an exposure draft on those issues probably in the fourth quarter of this year. Then we've got two cycles of annual improvements going through. We've got the 2010-2012 cycle with a comment deadline in October, if I remember correctly. And then we've also got the following cycle for which we plan to issue an ED in the third quarter. And just as a reminder, the previous cycle was finalised a couple of months ago as well. Then on investment entities, that's kind of follow-up in a way to IFRS 10, and that's talking about an exemption from consolidation for investment entities. The board's in the middle of redeliberations on that and plans to finalise that fairly promptly, ideally well before the end of the year. And finally, a small amendment to the transition in IFRS 10, which is basically finalised and will be published quite shortly. Then, just at the bottom of the page, I've mentioned the post-implementation review briefly, as we don't have a separate session on that. The planning for that really is well underway, and that's getting started now, and we're starting to collect information for that. So perhaps I should stop there and see if anybody has any comments or questions.
No. Olivia.
With the sentiment or question about the time
we have to comment on the proposal, especially if you issue something, for example, at the end of June, and then for us it's time for reporting half year financial statement. So if you can take it into account when you give a delay to answer.
Yes, we always think quite carefully about that, both about the period and about the timing when it comes out, and also, of course, if there's anything else out at the same time as well. So we try and take those factors into account.
Thank you.
Now that we gained some time, thanks, Peter, for that excellent presentation. I guess you got everybody cleared in their minds with the questions. Any other thoughts, anything else you, now that we have a few minutes, you want to talk about rather than going for a break right away?
Perhaps I see you copied the paper that went to the Advisory Council. So what's... I think recently been held this week. So, what sort of input did you get from them?
Actually, the level of questions and comments is about the same as here. I think there were one or two comments, but nothing particularly major from what I remember. Perhaps more broadly, we had a meeting with the Advisory Council. Obviously, some of you were there as well over the last couple of days. A lot of discussion about how we would work with other organisations going forward, what's the best way of integrating with user bodies, preparer bodies, regulators and so on, standards, other standard setters. So that was quite a large part of the discussion.
And we have a session later on the agenda, but I mean, yeah. Is there anything they wanted to say about the agenda?
Not very specific, from what I remember. We presented the same paper that you've seen, and the board had broadly endorsed that when it met in May. And in fact, a lot of that was already consistent, really, with the thinking that had come out of previous Advisory Council discussions. And so that there's nothing much I remember off the top of my head from the discussion that was particularly new.
I mean, we're at the point with the agenda where we're going to have to start making some decisions. At the moment, we got a nice response. We got quite a deal of consensus as to how we should go ahead, but we haven't got down to the really hard part of determining what we do next. So that will come in the next few months. We're not in a great rush because we've got enough on our agenda just now. But one clearly that we'll get moving on, I think, fairly shortly is concepts. The conceptual framework, starting work on that again.
And the interaction with your colleagues in the FASB, is that...
In what regard?
You know, perhaps the US, what's your take on their reaction to IFRS in the US?
Well, we're waiting. We did have a report from the SEC at the Advisory Council, but broadly they said they're waiting for the staff paper. It'll be weeks, not months, which is actually what I think they said in February. It will be the conclusion of their work plan, which they were given in February 2010. It will probably not contain recommendations. And they were fairly unclear as to what the next steps would be after that paper is published. And I think it wasn't clear whether the commissioners would then make a decision or whether they would want to consult on the work plan. They did make the statement that if they had to change regulations, then they would have to consult. That's part of their legislative process in the US. So... you can draw whatever conclusions you like from that, but I guess it's quite safe to say that it's unlikely that something will come out very quickly, apart from the document by the staff finishing their work plan, which I must say they've done a very thorough job on, and they'll be interesting papers, but they won't be papers that say they're recommending to adopt IFRS or not, I don't think.
So what exactly will that paper say, and what's the...
Well, they were given a series of tasks, and it, you know, is IFRS high quality, how's it being applied around the world? There's a whole series, I think, of about 12 major issues that they've addressed, and it'll be a report back on each of those issues. But from what Julie Eckard said earlier this week, it's unlikely to go further and say, as a result of all this, we recommend such and such.
How is that going to impact your agenda going forward, the lack of decision?
Yeah, we've got the four major projects which we're doing jointly, and they'll continue. And as Peter's reported, you know, they're in different stages of completion, but, I mean, all of them will go into next year easily. To get a standard finalised, you know, we're hoping to get exposure drafts and other documents out this year, but the standards will be next year. So we're not really concerned about the work we've got to do in the next few months. After that, both Hans and Leslie have publicly said that the convergence program is finished, and that's when the ISB and FASB will have to make decisions on what they're going to do going forward, and that's when we'll get back to our agenda consultation and what's in there and start making decisions on that. And we'll be doing that, I would think, from now towards the end of the year. We'll be coming up with what sort of projects. But we're not, generally speaking, anticipating doing them jointly, including, I don't think, we'll be doing the conceptual framework jointly. So I think that's the case, whatever decision the SEC makes, unless they go down their endorsement approach, in which they'd be requesting us to go through each standard one at a time to see how they fit. But, I mean, we'd have to react to that as well. If you think about it, it would be another 7 years' work, I would think, at the very least. But we don't know. We don't know what decision they're going to make. So it's not really worth trying to draw up contingent plans.
Right.
We just need to wait and see, I think.
I'll phrase this as a question. What is the implication of two conceptual frameworks that are different?
Well, you know, there's more than two in the world,
but there currently are only two.
Yeah. Well, the answer to that is it depends how they differ. And when I say we won't be doing it jointly, and it's my view that we won't be doing it jointly with FASB, they will be involved, as will a large number of standard setters. We're not, Peter mentioned, we've been having discussions on how we work with national standard setters and others, regional groupings, users, preparers, auditors and others going forward. And I think it's very clear that we will continue working with national standard setters and trying to formalise our arrangements with national standard setters rather more than we do at the moment. And if we do that, and I'm confident we'll do something in that regard, then FASB will be one of the leading national standard setters and will be a fairly dominant force, I would have thought, provided they're happy to be so, in anything we do with national standard setters. And likewise, the Japanese, who are worried about how we're going to work with them going forward, they also would be a pretty dominant force in the national standard setters. But the arrangements of dealing with them exclusively on one-on-one, I think we'll have to finish. And both Leslie and Hans have said that publicly in the last 6 months.
Since we're talking a bit about the political dimension, how's the interaction with the EU standard setting bodies?
It's good, I think, as it is as it has been. There's, as I understand it, and I haven't been involved, there's been discussions between major national standard setters in Europe and EFRAG on how they can combine their efforts best going forward, and I think that's a discussion that's actually taking place at the moment. We're not involved in that. That's for them to work out between themselves. But we're working very closely with EFRAG. We were pleased to see the consolidation standards being endorsed. They're obviously keeping a very close eye on IFRS 9 and the like as we go forward. They're heavily involved, for instance, in the discussions on leasing at the moment too, because they have concerns there. We're listening and working with them as usual. The Commission was at the Advisory Council this week. I think things are okay there.
Any other thoughts that you would like to share, exchange? If not, I want to get your thoughts. So either we can start leases and get a couple of have extra minutes, because we did have some major decisions at the last board meeting. Perhaps you might want to talk about that, and that we have some time to talk about that, or we'll take a break and come back and do it. What do you see your preference? The staff is waiting here. They can start right now. So yeah. My preference is to start right now. Yeah. Yeah. I might have to ask a few people to just... Yes. Yeah.